So some of those sectors would be temperature sensitive. Other factors could be, you know, people are using less gas, they're becoming more environmentally conscious. Price is obviously a factor for them as well.
Meanwhile, the government needs to act with more urgency to meet its 2025 and 2030 electricity capacity targets. The Climate Change Advisory Council is encouraging people to spread their electricity use evenly throughout the day in order for the system to function better. Independent Dublin councillors have called on the City Council to rename Herzog Park in Rathgar. They want to rename it Edward Said Park to highlight what they call the Gaza genocide. The new name would be dedicated to the memory of the Palestinian political activist. And also this, our cheese dipped in coffee is apparently set to become the next big foodie trend. It's recommended for cheese to be eaten before a sip of coffee to coat the palate or dripped into the drink. Cheese delivery subscription service Cheese Geek has designed a good gouda to be paired with an Americano and have compared the practice to putting milk in your coffee. Sport is next.
Finding a window of time to get things done can feel impossible. Luckily, there's one window where you can get many things done at once, at your local post office. AIB and Bank of Ireland customers can get their banking done at over 900 post offices nationwide, 6 days a week. Deposit and withdraw cash, lodge cheques with Giro, all while getting your usual post office stuff ticked off too. Visit your local post office or on pus.com/everydaybanking for more information. On Pust, for your world. Allied Irish Banks PLC and Bank of Ireland are regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Sport. On Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
With Supermax, home of the fresh 100% Irish chicken breast sandwich. Always fresh, never frozen. Download the Supermax app today.
Gaelic Games, Jim McGuinness winning matches and indeed titles already in his second stint in charge of Donegal, his native county, eventually secured the Ulster title at the expense of Armagh following extra time. It finished in a penalty shootout win after a 20 points apiece draw. Dublin's 14th Leinster title, not as convincing as one might have expected after a really dogged, gutsy show from Louth, who only lost by 4 points yesterday. Con O'Callaghan scoring 1-4 for Desi. Farrell's side. Chair Brennan's Louth can look forward to playing Kerry, Monaghan and Meath now while the Dubs take on Mayo, Roscommon and Cavan. Rory McIlroy's landed a fourth Wells Fargo championship yesterday. He carded a final round 6 under to win by 5 strokes, his fourth win at the event. Manchester United were beaten 1-0 by title chasing Arsenal at Old Trafford, with Leandro Trossard, the Belgian, scoring a crucial goal that remain a point clear of Manchester City, but City have a game in hand. Aston Villa know a win over Liverpool will seal their Champions League place for next season. Kick-off at Villa Park is at 8. And Ireland's cricketers suffered a 7-wicket defeat to Pakistan in their second T20 in Dublin, levelling the series 1 apiece, ahead of the decider in Clontarf tomorrow.
Ireland's traffic with Western Motors Volkswagen. Commercial vehicle centres in counties Galway and Louth. Now stocking the Volkswagen Caddy, Crafter and Transporter. WesternMotors.ie.
Moving quite freely so far, quite quiet out there. Dublin traffic with heavy volumes developing on the Swords Road towards Griffith Avenue. Queues near Portobello Bridge and also slow Gill Street inbound between Sean McDermott Street and Beresford Place. Bear in mind, in County Cork, if you're there, a status yellow rain warning is in place. Take extra caution.
Ireland's weather.
With McCarthy Insurance Group. For better value, home, farm, motor, life, health and business insurance in 2024. MIG.ie.
Rain extending northwards, a clearance of sunshine and showers developing by early afternoon. Some showers heavy as well. Cooler than recent days in mostly moderate winds. Temperatures 13 to 17 degrees Celsius. You're up to date on the home of What Did Lucy Kennedy Say to Colm Hayes? Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
What Lucy Kennedy said to Colm Hayes
on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Alrighty. €3,000 is a lot of cash now,
it's
guys.
Nice,
it's
now.
Getting
it's
serious.
It's getting serious, yeah.
It's nice. Good okay. morning to Noreen.
Hi, good morning, Lucy.
How
morning,
are you doing?
Colm. Hello, good morning, Noreen.
Very good.
Good. How was your weekend?
Gorgeous, quite with gardening. It was lovely, but beautiful.
Yes, I did a little gardening myself. Yes.
Lovely.
Yeah, except for this morning, then I thought I woke up in a different season.
Yeah, but you know what? Everything's getting a good watering.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I was actually, I was out last night in the garden, and then suddenly the heavens opened within 10 seconds. I've never seen it. It was torrential.
Now, everybody in Ireland needs to make sure that their furniture cover is on.
Right, okay. Like,
you have to make
before
sure.
anything, yeah.
But
yeah.
it's going to get back on track tomorrow and Wednesday. Tomorrow onwards, it's going to be warm again. And this coming weekend, Noreen, you'll be glad to hear.
Sparking.
You'll be back in the garden.
All right, okay. Yeah. Well, that's all good news there, isn't it, Noreen?
Yeah.
That's all
brilliant.
Good.
Brilliant. Yeah. Great news on a Monday morning.
Thank you very much. This is the place for good news.
Yeah.
Now, let's try and continue with your luck. What are you thinking for €3,000?
How many pairs of glasses have you got?
Oh, how many pairs of glasses do you have?
The answer is two.
Is it two? Sadly, that wasn't the question.
No problem.
Sadly, never mind. Listen, lovely talking to you, Noreen.
Noreen, have a great day.
Same with you. Thanks
God
a million.
Bless. Bye-bye.
You're
welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, Aidan Murphy. Bernard.
Yeah, Aidan has turned into Bernard. Hi, Bernard.
I'm very clever.
quick change, Bernard.
Good, listen. Go for it, I say, eh?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
Good, we're good, thank you. Surviving.
Yes,
Bernard. What are you thinking now, dosh-wise? What do you think of the question is?
I'm thinking it is, how many girlfriends did you have before Anne?
Oh,
wow,
yeah.
That's a great question. Great question.
We'll never know the truth anyway.
Right. Know. Yeah. Let's see.
The answer is two.
Oh, no.
He wishes it was that many.
Okay.
He wishes, Bernard.
Obviously can't reveal for various personal and legal reasons, but that wasn't the question that was asked on the day. Cheers, man.
No bother. Thanks very much.
Have a great day. Bye, Bernard.
See
God bless.
Later.
All right,
see
guys,
later.
We'll do that again in the 9 o'clock hour. What did Lucy Kennedy say to Colm Hayes?
Yeah. It's just a question, guys. It's just a question.
How?
The answer is two.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again. Why'd you have to leave so soon, yeah? Why'd you have to go? Why'd you have to leave me when I needed you the most? Cause I don't really know how to tell you without feeling much worse. I know you're in a better place, but it's always gonna hurt. Carry on, give me all the strength I need to carry on. It's been a long day without you, my
Classic Hits Radio. Just remind you that we were just playing what Lucy Kennedy said to Colm Hayes just there a few minutes ago. Just to remind you that if you have a look on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio Instagram, you will actually see there's a little...
Classic Hits Radio.
It's just Classic Hits Radio Instagram. You will see the five most guessed wrong answers.
Ever.
Now, we were talking earlier on about belly laughs, right? And the great, the best time to have a belly laugh, apparently.
When's the you said last night was a catastrophe.
No, Friday night was catastrophe night. Yeah.
Were you on your own laughing?
I was actually on my own laughing. Do you ever find that? Do you ever sit in a room laughing on your own, then you look around going, ooh, that's a bit strange?
No.
No. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Actually, I'm lying. It was Saturday night because I was out Friday. Saturday night. No, I don't just go over my life.
Well, no, nobody's really that
really
concerned.
Care. Yeah. So I'll just stick it with Friday night anyway, just for the show, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, now there's a list going around. What the top 10 jobs that you can have the best crack in?
Oh,
is this great?
Okay, well, definitely ours.
Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, media. Well, it's actually acting. Would we? But we're not actors.
We're not normal broadcasters.
No, so it's a... Well, some jobs are zero crack, right? Okay, yeah. So the zeroest, crackiest of all jobs
Would that be maybe accountancy or working in revenue?
Yes, accountants are revenue. You're absolutely
right. Or any debt collecting role.
Some of those can be a bit of crack.
I don't think
so. Repo
okay.
can be crack.
Well, do you think a clamper... Laughs, belly laughs. Monday to Friday.
I would love to be a clamper for a week.
I'd hate to be a clamper.
I'd love to see that the ire and the hate in people's face. Just, you know, I'd be clamping.
You need to be a certain type of person to clamp.
I would clamp willy-nilly. I would love to go around to people and if their car was a slight bit out of their driveway even, just clamp it. Like at about 1 o'clock in the morning.
Why'd you do that?
I just love to just, I don't know.
Very evil and creepy about you.
Definitely. Funeral director. No crack, apparently.
I don't believe that.
Well, it says it here. No
crack. I'd say they have a good old laugh.
Well, not with the clients.
No, but no, obviously not. But I'd say it's nervous laughter.
Right, okay.
If like there was like a...
Tugging at the wig and stuff like that.
No, God,
no.
No,
God, no. Oh, you mean with the other people dressed? in black.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just going to move on really quickly out of respect.
Here's the funniest ones. Are you ready?
Yeah.
The top five jobs listed for having the best crack ever. Taxi driving.
Of course.
Yeah, they have good crack,
yeah,
don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because yes. every character in the world is going to be sitting in your back seat.
Yeah, yeah.
Acting is the first one that has the. If you're a successful actor, yeah. But not if things are bad and you're down, you're looking. Like, it's only 1% of actors actually become successful.
Well, I'm thinking more Panto. You'd have a good laugh at Panto.
There you go.
This is why you need.
I need.
To join a pantomime.
I don't want to join a pantomime.
Why though?
Because I don't. Why would I want to join a pantomime?
But just to give you a hobby.
I don't need a hobby.
You
I have
do.
A hobby.
I worry that you're a bit lonely.
No, I'm not lonely. I have a hobby. Thank you very much. I don't want to go around slapping thighs and dressing up in women's clothes. And I don't want to be in pantomime.
Right, fair okay. enough.
Okay. So anyway, and the other one is hairdressing.
Yes.
It's meant to be great crack and politics.
Well, I'd say hairdressing is great crack to a point.
Right.
But every job becomes a job.
At some point.
But it does, doesn't
it? Well, of course it does.
Like people go, oh, you work in television.
Yeah.
God, it must be so exciting. No, it's not. It's a job.
Eventually.
Everything is a job.
You're reminded every now and then that it's a job. And
yes.
you're reminded every now and then of its limitations.
There are harder
yeah,
jobs,
yeah.
of course. There's more physically doing.
No, absolutely.
Like, I would not have any crack working on an oil rig.
No, you wouldn't. You'd be no crack at all. Like, you'd always be moaning.
Yeah.
Oh,
or out on a big
old
fishing trawler.
Yeah,
like, have you
yeah.
seen Deadliest Catch? That is a hard job.
Like, one smack in the face with a pollock and you'd be just gone.
Gone.
Yeah, gone.
Crying.
So, yeah.
Crying. So just there are harder jobs, I think.
There are,
definitely.
And there's two that we just pointed out there. 087-188-0008. Just what do you have crack in your job? So what is the job that you're in or you have been in?
Zero crack
that you've had
working
the best
in
crack?
A library. Shh. I've got shh.
I could see
shh.
You were a librarian, weren't you?
No, I wasn't.
You were.
In school, I did it for like a term.
You were the school librarian. I could see you as a librarian. I could see you all the time as a librarian. Like, you do that shh all the time.
Shh.
And, yep, see, there you go.
I did enjoy the shushing.
You do enjoy the shushing, yeah, yeah.
Get them in. 0871-88-0008. Or we'll find you.
Yeah, check your shushing. Actually, librarians as well, 0871-88-0008. Maybe you have great crack out the back. So tell us, you know, we'd love to know.
Yeah.
You know, when they're, I don't know, when they're storing books.
Or maybe if you're like an embalmer, would that be...
Well, that's a funeral director, really, isn't it?
No, Colin.
It's a big difference.
Colin.
Okay, tell us the best crack you've ever had. We've got prizes, we'll put you in the draw.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
The home of the Kim Wilde 80s show.
Now this next song, I have done a cover version of myself, and Andy Bell himself from Erasure told me he loved my version. But here's Erasure's version, A Little Respect, here on the Kim Wilde 80s show.
Monday to Thursday from 6 p.m.
on the home of the 80s and 90s, Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Hotels. We often play host to so many of life's big events, whether they're a once-in-a-lifetime occasion or those few magical moments away each year. At FBD Hotels and Resorts, our teams are committed to making every visit memorable, whether it's a drink with an old friend or making that perfect business pitch. Behind each memory is a team that cares. FBD Hotels and Resorts. It's just our way.
Virgin Media is rolling out 2 gig full fibre broadband to more and more homes across Ireland.
Big homes, little homes, haunted houses,
big gaffs in the country, non-bouncy castles,
number 16,
Oxbow lake houses.
The house with all the cats.
To get Ireland's best broadband, check your address at virginmedia.ie. Virgin Media, it's playtime.
T's and C's apply. See virginmedia.ie. Subject to availability. Ireland's best broadband. See virginmedia.ie/proof.
Jobs Expo Cork comes to UCC's De Vere Hall on Saturday, May 25th. Meet Munster's top employers in person and get free career advice on the day. Register for your free tickets at jobsexpo.ie.
Don't miss a single moment of Six Nations 2025 action. Scrum on over to Cassidy Travel Sports and Events to secure your package for every Irish game. Call, drop into one of our central stores or visit CassidyTravel.ie to book your place to cheer on the boys in green in 2025. Cassidy Travel, your one-stop travel shop.
Want a new bathroom, but also fancy a holiday in the sun?
Then the town hall are the people to see.
Book your bathroom renovation before June the 1st and you could win a luxury holiday in the sun for two people, including flights, accommodation and €500 spending money. See thetilehub.ie.
To renovate your bathroom perfectly, the Tile Hub. To see.
Conditions apply.
We are the CBD Store, and we are one of Ireland's leading suppliers of CBD products. With a huge range of oils, edibles, and more, if it's CBD, we've got it. What's more, as CBD experts, if you have questions, we have answers. The CBD Store. Our name says it all. At Air Square in Galway, Irish Town Athlone, Oliver Plunkett Street Cork, and Stephen's Green Shopping Centre Dublin. Visit thecbdstore.ie.
As an experienced driver, you appreciate the time you save knowing the local roads. The same is true when you're looking for a great value motor insurance quote. Munster Group Insurance will not only find you a great value quote, but will also treat you like a neighbour, not a number. Stay local. Call Munster Group Insurance on 065 68 41766. Munster Insurances and Financial Limited, trading as Munster Group Insurance, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
You're listening to Colm and Lucy in the morning
with Noyx Newmans for your kitchens, floors, decks and doors.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Touch me. I can't be. Believe me. The sun will shine on TV. Hold me. The last to know.
Ireland's classic hits radio. It is Colm and Lucy in the morning. Good morning. Aha, the sun always shines on TV. Just reminding, as you keep texting us in, 087-188-0008, tickets to the Rewind Festival, which takes place on the 2nd of June in St. Anne's Park. That's going to be good. Squeeze, Gabrielle, Go West, people like that. And also Nick Kershaw, who we will be talking to just after 9:30 this morning. Really interesting guy. So keep him coming in. All right, just 7:30 to the newsroom. John is there.
Thanks, Colm. Good morning. The Climate Change Advisory Council says planning delays and appeals are significantly hindering transformation in the electricity sector, and that much more urgent government action is required for the sector to meet its climate targets. An all-out Israeli offensive in Rafah would provoke anarchy without eliminating Hamas, the US Secretary of State Antony Blinken has said, as Washington stepped up a pressure campaign against such a move. A man in his 20s is still being detained by Gardaí following a fatal attack in Salins, County Kildare. The legal age to buy cigarettes is to be raised from 18 to 21. Minister for Social Protection Heather Humphreys says a memo will be brought to Cabinet tomorrow in relation to the international protection applicants' entitlements and also those of Ukrainian refugees. Several asylum seeker tents in Dublin were also damaged over the weekend. UNO Energy has announced another price cut, their fifth this year, and former US President Donald Trump's criminal trial in New York is expected to hear his former lawyer Michael Cohen testify about his role in what prosecutors say was a cover-up of payments to hide an affair. Jim McGuinness has landed another Ulster title for Donegal, who came through after extra time to beat Armagh and penalties. Dublin had to work harder than usual to win their latest Leinster title, their 14th in a row, beating a gallant Louth side by just 4 points. Rory McIlroy impressive last night to win the Wells Fargo Championship for the fourth time with a blistering 65. Arsenal made a point clear of Manchester City after their win at Manchester United. Aston Villa can secure Champions League football at the expense of their nearest rivals later on this evening if they beat Liverpool. And Ireland's cricketers beaten by Pakistan in their second T20 in Dublin.
Ireland's traffic with Western Motors Volkswagen. Commercial vehicle centres in counties Galway and Louth. Now stocking the all-electric ID Buzz. WesternMotors.ie.
Cork traffic with a crash in the South Ring Road westbound at Junction 3 Bandon in the slip lane this morning. The usual heavy delays on the N28. Delays in North Kildare are the usual spots this morning. Still moving quite freely through Limerick and Galway. Dublin traffic, the M50 slow southbound towards Blanche. Heavy inbound on the Soares Road near Griffith Avenue. Slow in the Phibsborough area on the north side of Dublin. The North Quays slow as usual. Also heavy congestion on the South Circular we're hearing as well today. Weather-wise, outbreaks of rain extending northwards. Heavy falls in places. Some sunshine and showers will follow a clearance. Cooler than recent days. Temperatures 13 to 17 degrees. You're up to date on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
I'll take that. 13 to 17, I don't mind.
Yeah, but a bit rainy.
Don't mind rainy if it's warmy.
Rainy, warmy, coolly, cloudy.
Yeah, rainy, warmy, coolly, cloudy for today. Water everything. Yeah, and back on track tomorrow.
Sunny, warmy, yeah, okay. Stay with the Celebrity Loose is on the way.
Yes, guys, we're going Baby Reindeer.
Oh, yeah, 7:32. It's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Just You're listening to Colm and Lucy in the Morning on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
And it's time for Celebrity Loose.
With the Talbot Collection.
Four-star hotels in Wexford, Dublin, Cork, Carlow and Tipperary. Ideal for family getaways. See talbotcollection.ie.
So, Katie Price
yeah.
was packing for her holidays as she received an eviction notice from a county court bailiff. She was heading off to the Isle of Wight to visit her mum, Amy.
Oh, yeah.
She has now declared bankruptcy again. And allegedly, she's got to leave the Mucky Mansion at the end of the month.
How many times has she been bankrupt now?
About four.
Four times.
But I spoke to her about this when we shot Living with Lucy. And they won't take the home from her because of Harvey.
Right.
She has a disabled child.
And he lives in the house
and
with her, yeah.
Now,
yeah.
No, he's gone to full-time residency.
Okay.
He's now 21. But
is he 21?
Yes.
Oh,
Harvey
my
was,
God.
Yeah, he was 21 a couple of months ago.
All right.
But he still has to have a base. Now, I think, truly, I think deep down, I think Katie would be delighted to get rid of Mucky Mansion because you would still need to spend a lot of money in
to
it.
Get
it is
yeah.
a beautiful house.
Yeah.
It's not a great location. It's like on the side of, like, essentially the M50, a
right,
really
yeah,
busy
yeah.
motorway. It is a beautiful house, but I think a part of her would possibly be happy, but where would she go to?
But why not just sell it? Why can't she? Well, I suppose if she... The problem now is if she sells it, then all of the money would be grabbed by creditors.
Yeah.
So that's the problem with her selling
and,
it, I think.
I mean, does she really care about creditors? I certainly didn't get that impression.
She's still making money.
But, you know, we read all these things. See, I never know what to believe in papers now, and more so since filming Living with Lucy's. Because I'm with celebrities sometimes when stories pop up and I know they're not true because I'm sitting beside them.
Yeah.
And Katie Price, you know, they said in recent months that someone came along and took all her cars and blah, blah, blah. I think I reported it.
Yeah.
And she put up a post the other day and you can see all her cars still there.
Right.
So I'm not sure what to believe.
What's going on?
But if we are to believe the papers, she might be evicted from Mucky Mansion at the end
okay.
of this month.
Well, let's
now,
keep an eye on that.
For those of you who have seen Baby Reindeer, you'll know what I'm talking about. For those of you who haven't, it is a documentary series on Netflix at the moment. It's not for the faint-hearted.
It's not documentary, it's drama.
Yeah. It's a docudrama because it's based on a true story. And it's about a guy, a comedian, who is essentially stalked by this Scottish lady. It turns out that it is actually based on a true story and the real Baby Reindeer is challenging Netflix and saying that she's going to sue. So who comes along and interviews her? Only my dear friend, Piers Morgan. And he interviewed her on a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And he was right to. He got her before the hype. It was released on Thursday. It's called Uncensored. It's on YouTube. Here's a clip, though, of her trying to wean her way out of her alleged law degree.
Mrs. Ray said that she gave Aberdeen University law graduate You did graduate from Aberdeen?
Yes, yes.
With a law degree? But that's all true. She gave you a trainee job?
She lured me away from another firm. She headhunted me from another firm because she needed someone to do employment law. And I'm pretty good at employment law, so...
She said that she had to sack you days later because you were completely incapable of behaving yourself.
I walked. Her staff were really, really rude to me. Most people, half the Labour Party, had been up there at one point or another and walked.
Okay, so then Piers kept on saying to her, but what did you get? Like, what results did you get when you did this law degree? And she just kept on avoiding the question
over and over.
And he's like, I'm asking you. So I think, look, some people are saying he shouldn't have done that with her. She is clearly a vulnerable person to have been put in the situation in the first place because she did stalk your man, Richard Gadd, in real life. That it was a moral decision that he shouldn't have interviewed her. I actually disagree. I think had it not been him, it would have been somebody else.
Well, the thing is, he didn't doorstop her. Like, she agreed, and she spoke actually in the middle of the interview. She spoke actually about her talking to his researchers even backstage before they came on. Like, so they were sitting down with her. So she agreed. Like she agreed. She's clearly very highly affected, vulnerable woman there. I mean, there is that. I mean, she is, dare I say, a pathological liar.
Dare I say, more frightening than the actress who played
You're
her.
You're absolutely right.
Because you could just see it. But you can see Have a look at it, guys. It's called Uncensored. It's obviously Piers Morgan with the real baby reindeer. It's on YouTube, and I'd love to know your thoughts.
Yeah.
More Celebrity Loose later on.
Celebrity Loose with the Talbot Collection.
Four-star hotels in Wexford, Dublin, Cork, Carlow and Tipperary. Perfect for a couple's retreat. See talbotcollection.ie.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Imagine a night where it all comes together. The 80s, the 90s, and you.
The famous Ireland's Classic Hits Radio listener parties are back this summer.
Bringing together the greatest music and the greatest people. Join your hosts, Colm and Lucy, along with your favourite station presenters for prizes, karaoke, finger food and drinks.
Getting the gang back together this summer in Cork, Galway, Limerick and Dublin.
For details, stay with the home of the 80s and 90s. Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Because your health means... BHI are here for the whole you. With the whole of us. Our own doctors, our own health centres, and a wide range of our own specialists. From dermatologists and paediatricians to women's health experts. BHI. Because your health means everything. VHI Insurance DAC trading as VHI Insurance is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
What can we afford? Who can I talk to? Can I track my progress online? Do we have all the documents? How quick is approval?
There's a lot to think about when buying your first home. But with AIB's support, getting your mortgage sorted is easier. So you can focus on the questions you really care about.
Could this be home?
Talk to us today. AIB. For the life you're after. Lending criteria, terms and conditions apply. Over 18s only. Security may be required. Allied Irish Banks PLC is an authorised agent and servicer of AIB Mortgage Bank UC in relation to the origination and servicing of mortgage loans and mortgages. Allied Irish Banks PLC and AIB Mortgage Bank UC are regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
All aboard for the Cove Heritage Centre tour.
Take a historic trip back in time and visit our ancestors from the past. For more than 25 years, we've been telling the emigrant story. So come and join the journey. Follow the footsteps of our ancient ancestors and feel history come alive. See our opening times and plan your visit at coveheritage.com. Cove Heritage Centre, a highlight of Ireland's ancient East.
The best heat-retaining glass in the world is now available in Ireland. The main part of any window is the glass. So why choose ordinary when you can choose Landvac glass? Landvac comes in single and double glazing and can be used in new or old windows. Its safety glass is standard with a U-value of 0.4 and comes with a 50-year life expectancy and 15-year warranty. Landvac. Insist on the best. Visit lvg.ie.
Turn a drab, dated bathroom into a modern, stylish bathroom with an amazing fit out by The Tile Factory. From initial ideas to the finishing touches, The Tile Factory do it all. Measuring and designing for free, fitting it themselves and clearing away the mess to leave you with a beautiful new bathroom. It's more than worth the time to see what's on offer at The Tile Factory on Deer Park Industrial Estate in Ennisdiamon or click tilefactory.ie.
If you're feeling the chill, get your home winter ready now. Wrapped up nice and cozy with external insulation from First Choice PHC. Reduce your energy bills by up to 50% while increasing the value, warmth and comfort of your home. We're also your first choice for heat pumps, gas and oil. So, make First Choice your only choice for external wall insulation. Significant SEAI grants available. See firstchoicephc.com.
So where to stay in Dublin next weekend? I need somewhere close to everything, comfortable and great value. Let's see. Oh, the new Travel Lodge Plus Dublin City Centre is now open with a stylish bar, restaurant and outdoor terrace. That's perfect. Wake up to a new kind of travel lodge. For great value and the lowest rates, book online at travellodge.ie.
You're listening to Colm and Lucy in the morning.
With Noyex Newmans. For your kitchens, floors, decks and doors.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
They paved paradise and put up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got?
got till it's gone. It'd be a paradise and put up a fucking line. They took all the trees and put them in a tree museum, and they charged the people a dollar and a half to see them. No, 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 don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone. It'd be a paradise and put up a fucking line. Paradise, put up a fucking lie. And now they pay paradise to put up a fucking lie. One night. I heard the screen door swing, and a big yellow taxi took my girl away. Now don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone. To be in paradise, put up a fucking lie. And now, now, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone. To be in paradise, put up a parking lot. Why not? They pay paradise to put up a parking lot. Hey, 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 pay paradise and put up a parking lot.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. It is Colm and Lucy in the morning. It's 11 minutes away from 8 o'clock. County Crows, Big Yellow Taxi. Okay, so you were mentioning Baby Reindeer.
Baby Reindeer, yep. It's on Netflix, guys, but it's obviously about this woman stuck in the sky. If you haven't seen it, it's worth it. One of the episodes, just to be very clear, is very disturbing.
Yeah.
It's not for our younger friends.
Oh, gosh, no,
18,
no, no.
Plus 18.
Yeah, yeah.
18 plus. Anyway, the real Baby Reindeer, Fiona Harvey, was on with Piers Morgan. It was pre-recorded a couple of weeks ago. It's on YouTube, uncensored. Piers Morgan with Real Baby Reindeer. And
you just have to watch it. It's car crash television.
I know. It really is.
Yeah.
My own personal opinion, each to their own, because obviously we don't know the ins and outs. She gave me the heebie-jeebies.
Oh my God. Complete heebie-jeebies.
Dripping over herself.
Rebecca wants to jump in on this.
Morning, Colin and Lucy.
Morning.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Rainy Monday.
Well,
I did watch Baby Reindeer.
Well.
And I think Piers Morgan is absolutely right to call her out, just because she's supposedly a vulnerable person.
Yeah.
In a vulnerable position. That wasn't considered when she was doing what she was doing. So, no, she deserved to be called out. She deserves to be questioned on the lies she was told and the story she made up. And to be honest with you, she's a very scary woman.
Very.
Some of the stuff, like, I mean, she's convinced herself of her own lies.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, if I was after doing a law degree and I got a first or a second or whatever I got, I would never forget it, because I've just gone back to college and I'll be screaming from the rooftops for the rest of my life what results I got. So, yeah. Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Yeah.
You kept on tripping yourself up. So she is denying stalking him. Richard Gadd in the first place. Allegedly, she sent 41,000 emails, 350 hours of voice messages,
yeah,
744 tweets, 48 Facebook messages, and 106 letters.
Oh, my God.
Now, when Pierce asked her, she's like, no, I might have sent, I don't know, maybe 10 emails. Yeah. But Pierce was saying, but like, they can look into this.
They have them all.
They will find this IP address. So if you're saying you didn't do it, then where are they coming from? And Richard Gadd has said that a lot of the text messages that were used, you know, sent from phone, blah, blah, blah,
yeah,
were the real messages. Somebody's lying.
Well, it's clear. It's clear who's lying. So, as I said to you before, there is no way that Netflix would have committed to that show. Like, it opens up saying this is based on a true story. So every solicitor in Netflix obviously went through that, you know, because they, if they got it wrong, they could be sued for millions.
Now,
but they're not going to be sued.
I have to disagree with you on one thing.
Okay.
I do believe, as a broadcaster, there has to be a duty of care. And regardless of this woman's behaviour, I'm obviously not excusing it. She gave her the heebie-jeebies. But I do feel like the broadcaster should have considered, within days of it being promoted, she was getting death threats.
But
so
we
nobody
don't know.
Considered this woman.
No, but we don't know.
Or nobody considered. There's apparently a film producer apparently has had to leave the UK because people think it's him, and apparently it's not. So Richard Gadd himself says, please stop.
No, absolutely. Like, but that's what's going to happen when you report a true story. Like, otherwise, you can't not report a true story because of the consequences.
Yeah, but do you think in hindsight she possibly wasn't protected enough in that it's a Scottish accent? You know, he did identify her.
Maybe Netflix tried to contact her. We don't know if they did. Like, everything she said is a lie, so we don't know.
Yes, but the facts are.
Yeah.
The character was very true to the real person.
Yeah, yeah.
Should they, in hindsight, have maybe changed her accent, changed her job?
I don't know.
She was so easily identified.
I know.
And that's where she does have an argument.
Yeah. No, you don't. Not if it's a true story. You don't have an argument. Sorry, you can't
She's saying it's, yeah.
You can't go for defamation or anything like that if it's the truth. Like, and if there's police records, there's email trails, there's IP addresses, there's phone.
But her identity still wasn't protected.
But that's not against the law.
I think it's a broadcaster's responsibility.
Maybe responsibility, but not against the law.
No, I didn't say against the law.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's so much more to this that's going to happen. You know what
but
I mean?
Do you know what? There could be another documentary based on the aftermath.
I was actually thinking that when I was watching Pierce, that could actually be the start of it.
And apparently the real Baby Reindeer has been approached to write a book.
There you go. And she did have a baby reindeer. She admitted that.
Yes.
So she admitted to the biggest part of the entire thing, which is, why is it called Baby Reindeer? How would he have known that?
Oh, no, there's no doubt it was her. It's just, could have protected her more. Can you hear me calling out your name? You know that I'm falling and I don't know what to say. I'll speak a little louder, I'll even shout.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. It is Colm and Lucy in the morning. Do you know what I was just thinking? That conversation that we're having, that conversation has been had everywhere.
Yeah, so do you know Paddy in Cork said, Paddy, sleep with one eye open.
Yeah.
He said, aren't all women scary? Lucy, you give me the heebie-jeebies. Good. Yes, Paddy, sleep with one eye open.
Good man, Paddy.
Now I've got your number.
Yeah.
Paddy.
Gotcha.
I'm joking.
Do.
Would you like to play Seven Deadly Spins? Would you like to win some cash? We do this every day. It's a competition where you need to answer 7 questions in 49 seconds. We love it. Here we go. Mariah Carey and Enrique Iglesias both had hits with the song that had the same title.
Oh, wow.
It's quite tricky now.
Yeah.
What is it? Would you have got that now?
I think
Hayes?
So, yeah.
Would you?
Well, I can't tell you what it is, but I think I would have.
I wouldn't have.
Would you not?
No. Mariah Carey and Enrique Iglesias both had hits with a song that had the same title. What is it? I'll give you a clue. It's one word.
Yeah, yeah.
And it might be someone, say, who's very brave.
Okay.
087-188-0008.
We shall play it in the next hour. And also Big Fibber coming up in the next hour.
Imagine a night where it all comes together. The 80s, the 90s, and you.
The famous Ireland's Classic Hits Radio listener parties are back this summer.
Bringing together the greatest music and the greatest people. Join your hosts, Colm and Lucy, along with your favourite station presenters for prizes, karaoke, finger food and drinks.
Getting the gang back together this summer.
In Cork, Galway, Limerick and Dublin.
For details, stay with the home of the 80s and 90s, Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Discover the bite of your life with Deliveroo. It's been under your nose this whole time. But where? Just around the corner, getting dished up into a bucket of crispy golden goodness. Or at that super secret burger place, serving mouthfuls of meaty miracles. We leave no menu unturned, no noodle unslurped. That bite could be anywhere. Oh wait, here it is. Order the best of your neighbourhood. Deliveroo. It's all on your doorstep.
The best heat-retaining glass in the world is now available in Ireland. The main part of any window is the glass. So why choose ordinary when you can choose Landvac glass? Landvac comes in single and double glazing and can be used in new or old windows. Its safety glass is standard with a U-value of 0.4 and comes with a 50-year life expectancy and 15-year warranty. Landvac. Insist on the best. Visit lvg.ie.
At Holland & Barrett, we believe it's time to change the way we think about our hormones. We've heard for too long, you're hormonal, but that's normal. Let's learn how to work together with our hormones so we're united in our quiet days, high days, what's happening to me days, the wonders of life days. Because when we understand our rhythm, we can own every day of the month. Find personalised solutions to support your hormone health. Now on 3 for 2 at Holland & Barrett. Offer ends 14th of May, subject to availability.
Is your website in need of an update, but your designer is unreachable, slow to reply, or even charging large amounts for the smallest of changes? Webhero.ie provide one business day changes to your website, starting at €50 per month. Your website is a tool to increase revenue. Give it the attention and service it deserves by calling webhero.ie on 0818 994 376 or visit us on webhero.ie to see how we can help you do more online for less.
It's almost 8 o'clock.
Time to send that someone a little something to let them know you're thinking of them. On Post for your world.
Across Cork, Limerick, Clare and Galway.
On your phone.
And on your smart speaker.
This is the home of the 80s and 90s.
This is Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning, I'm John Hart. Ireland must make urgent changes to meet its electricity capacity targets according to the Climate Change Advisory Council, which says Ireland's renewable energy generation remains significantly below what is required to meet demand. Although emissions fell last year, that's been put down to increasing imports. Mairi Donnelly, chair of the Climate Change Advisory Council, says we're all going to end up paying the costs if things don't change.
The electricity sector, the emissions went down over 20% last year, which is very good, but much of that came from imports of electricity from the UK, and of course the emissions don't count for that. The speed at which we are rolling out renewables is not sufficient, not to meet our 2025 target, nor indeed to meet our 2030 target. This is going to cost all of us more money because we're not using our own